Parshas Chametz. Let's review briefly. Suas from the Parshas Chametz and your Gemara itself. The Tosefta, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin. Read it one more time. It's always Pesach the Chazar again and again. The Lashon of the Tosefta, the two Toseftas back to back, Beis, Vav, and Zayin. Vav says Yisrael v'nochri shero yibon v'sfina v'chometz b'yad Yisrael v'ez amochro l'nochri v'nosno b'matana v'choze v'lokeach v'imenu li'achar ha-Pesach v'vash yidlo b'matana gemura. There's a question which we raised, are these two or one? First you have mochro l'nochri, period, absolute sale, or you give it as a gift and I'll give it back to you as a gift at the end. If you read it that way, there's no source for what we do. If we sell it, we buy it back. That wouldn't be explicit in the Tosefta if you split the Tosefta in half. Again, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav. Halacha Zayin says, Rasha Yisrael L'Shiyom L'Nachri Atcha Talokech B'mona Kapha Masayim Shema Estarech V'Ovel V'Ekach V'Mcha Achar HaPesach. Now here too is a big question. Who is the guy buying it from? Is he buying it from a third party, Min HaShuk? Or is it the Teferes Shmuel and the Rosh, it's buying it from the Jew himself, which would be then a precedent for all Mechiras Chametz. I noticed in the Gra added a word. This is the Gra on that Tosefta we have in our edition of Tosefta. Very critical word, potentially. The Gra adds one word, two-letter word. Rasha Yisrael Shiyom Alinachri Ashat Alokech B'mona Bo Kach B'masayim Beis Aleph. That gives a connotation, buy it for me. So those two words, bo, would be a very, I think, a nuance which would indicate that the Teferet Shmuel may be right. Because otherwise, it's not for the word bo, it sounds like it's buying from the Shuk. It's not a present for what we do, that the Jew, the guy is buying from the Jew and he's going to sell it back to them, etc. On this, Zion was where the Haroma came in. Let's review again briefly. Both the Minchas Bikurim and the Minchas Sitzel are printed on the side, say it's a Haroma. But it's Mutta, because Haroma is written by the Rabbanan. Because the bittul bi'alma derais asagi. Fine. Know with me so far? We spoke yesterday by Richa, said two kinds of aroma, right? There's a legitimate aroma and an illegitimate aroma. A legitimate aroma means that you've circumvented the law, but you're within your rights. You found a legal loophole. That seems to work when it comes to a los asay, but when it comes to an asay, even if it's legit, it's not recommended unless it's a special pasuk. Where do you see that from? Who remembers? Maisa Shani, correct? Maisa Shani, a Mishnah Beferesh of the Sefer Maisa Shani, I think Dalad, which says Maririn on Maisa Shani. I don't want to add the Chomech. So what do? I have my son is posed it for me. And that's only permissible. You know why? A Pasuk. Ki Barech Yivarecha Kasha. Well, not for that Pasuk, you couldn't do it. So that's when it comes to an Asay. When it comes to a Los Asay, if it's a perfectly legitimate Harama, there's no problem. And Chamechiras Chamech should work on those grounds because it's really a low sasei by all by a mati. I'll tell me it's an asei of Tashbisu. There are many answers to explain why it should not be a problem. Let's review them briefly. Number one, according to many authorities, Tashbisu is only an Isra asei, a Chaim. Right? And number two, according to many, Tashbisu is only if you did a bad thing, like no sir. You know, that's not a key of asei at all. So it's only a bad thing, a b'di'eva kind of thing. And number three, according to many, the Ramban, it's only a Shev Al Tasa. So you can't say if it's a Shev Al Tasa, it's a problem that you're getting around it. It's only Shev Al Tasa. Bottom line, you have no chametz. And number four, finally, if you burn the last kazayas, we had suggested, that should be enough. Who cares how you got rid of your previous 1,000 kazayas? Whether you burned them, you sold them, you ate them, who cares? So we thought that if it's a perfectly legitimate sale, it would not run afoul of that general principle that we should not be doing haroma. Why? Again, because it's basically it's a los assay, and only by an essay do you require a pasuk ki varech yivarechacha to allow you to do a legitimate haroma. The answer from our perspective is that the Bechor Shor we read on the board, we had on the screen yesterday, really held it was an illegitimate haroma. I mean, he held the sale really didn't take effect. As I said before, it's very painful for me to say that after all the time we spent in perfecting the sale, doing it right, he says it doesn't really work. It doesn't work, so then what do you accomplish? What you accomplish is, the Raisa, the Bittul Ba'al Masagi, So the chametz is not yours, and therefore it's only the rabbanon. So we're going to rely on this illegitimate aroma. Where do you find that? A gemara in Shabbos. Kuflamet Testament Vase. What happened? The guy fell asleep in the Staten Island Ferry. Right? He wants to get across. He can't go across. So you go on, you lie down. Oh, guess what? I woke up on the other side. Oh, stole the rabbanon. So in certain cases, it's both the tenets. You're serving the rabbanon. The whole sugya, the rush is not sure when. Yes, Adam.
Can the mincha
be kurim like that? Let's read it together. Why should you trust me? What the mincha bikurim say on Tavit Tel Sefer? Shema Yitzarech. What he means is you pick your poison. I have no idea. I don't know what he means. Does he mean it's a legitimate sale, but still you shouldn't do it on a level of Daraisa? Maybe he holds based upon the Yerushalmi in Ma'aseh Sheni, and he does not distinguish between an asel or asel. You know, I think it's very logical to distinguish that way. Maybe he doesn't. Or he means like the Bechor Shor, that's an illegitimate haram. In which case, he's relying on the Gemara on Shabbos Kuflam and test. I can't tell by looking at it. He doesn't say anything. No, I don't know. If you have a way to determine, I don't know. Don't know. I'm not sure. In any event, Rabosa, in any event. We had a discussion about this, and I want to go back to the Masas Ben Yomin that we had read yesterday. I read it to you verbatim, but I think we have to go back again. It's Master Yaman Simon Nuntes, quote over here in this beautiful Sefer, Mechiras Chametz Kil Chasov, page Kuf Nunches. Because if you read about it, these giants were so bold in what he says over here. It's mind-bogglingly bold when you really think about it, what he says over here. I'll just read it to you one more time. It says as follows. And I read it yesterday, I didn't realize what I was reading. Look what he says. What was this question? Rabbi said, that's kind of the question. Somebody asked him, we'll get to these details later. How do you sell chametz? What can you use for a guy? So machlokes, is it kesef or is it meshicha? So he writes, you know what you should do? Both. You use kesef and meshicha, so it works. One according to Rashi, one according to Benetam. What happened if you only used one? Well, you know, probably Rashi's right, he says, and then he says beyond that. This is what he says. Familiar refrain. Chometz, when it comes to his mind, is that is. I need a reshusa. Rachmana good reshusa. Lava by Rabbi Yamati. It's a before she gemara, the above the base. We've been there many times. The high, I mean his words. Kevin the machal, the nachri kodas by Yisuro. Goli v'daided lo nichle le mevi le schusa the gavo. He doesn't want it. Look at the kinyan koldu. Nafik mereshusa le shusa nachri. That line is a blowout. The kinyan koldu. What do you translate koldu? The hard thing.
Sort.
What is it?
Sort.
A kinyan of sorts. That's not bad. That's pretty good. A kinyan of sorts. But I can't guarantee that really works. In Hitler's kinyan general. Kinyan of sorts. That's not like that. Kinyan koldu. A semblance of a kinyan. Right? Good enough. Good enough. And it goes from Maya, a Rishus, Jew, to the Goy's Rishus. What's its precedent? The Ram. We know that Ram. That's the Ram we learned about at the very, very beginning. What did Ram say? How does Bittl work? Well, it's fundamentally, it's Hefker. It runs afoul of many technical difficulties about Hefker, right? What did that do? It's not in front of three people. He didn't say it's Baal Peh, verbally. Hey, Rabbi Yosef, it doesn't work until the guy picks it up. I've got a bunch of technical problems. How do you avoid it? Oh, with this thing. Since Chometz is really not his, in the Meshuso, the Torah put in Meshuso, so that fact, Sutakonis Chazal, allows the Bittul to overcome the technical shortcomings that it has as a Hefker, and therefore it works. Atkan, what the Ran said. And the Mismaster B'Yomim has the courage, use that word, has the courage to extrapolate what the Ran interpreted as a Takonis Chazal called Bittul. We know it's a legitimate institution called Bittul, that the Ran explained in a certain way. Namely, one more time, since it's Ena B'Shuso, therefore, even though there's some technical problems within the Hefker, the Bittul works, so it's considered to be Hefker. And the Master Binyamin runs with it. I'll make a Kinyan Koldu. The quantum Hefker Rishonim is no good, but it's a semblance of a Kinyan. Amen. Doesn't really work. And I Master John, going to say that through this, since it's not Prishusi, when I get sold to the guy with the summits of a kid, guess what happens? It belongs to the guy. That is as bold could be. I wouldn't have said Shulik. Let's chazer again. The Ran said Pshat in a concept which is found in Shat's Babli. It's called Bitl. So we know it exists. How do you explain it? Says the Ran, it's Hefger. It has certain technical problems. So there's a time, because the Torah says Ene B'shuso, and though they made it, it's B'shuso, so that enables us to overcome these technical problems. And guess what? This somewhat flawed mass of Hefker works to make it Hefker. Comes the Master Binyamin and says, you have a semblance of a Kenyan, which according to many Rishon won't work, because it's either Kesa, Mashiach, and you need the other one. It's going to work. That what? The Chavash, just technically speaking, is really mine, the Jew, because he's a faulty Kenyan, now belongs to the guy. Hey, that's a bold extension of what the Ran said.
How does it become the guy?
Exactly. The Ran, at the end of the day, becomes Hefker. Here you're saying it becomes the goyis. That's a much bigger chiddush. And A. And B, it's not in Shaz Babli. There's no takonas chazal to sell chametz to a goy. There's not a takonas chazal. This is a mind-boggling chiddush. But the Masas Binyamin said, he actually said, I read it to you. I read you verbatim. I read it for you. We don't find any takonas chazal over here. It's a mind-boggling chiddush. It's really a tremendous chiddush. As a matter of fact, the Makor Chayim. By the way, if you want to see the Masas Binyamin, don't trust me. I read it to you from some recent sefer. You can find it in some of the classical svarim that many of you have. If you have a regular Shulchan Aruch, I'll just give you just a very brief excerpt. Let me read it to you. The Mogad Avram quotes it. Tof Mem Ches Sif Koton Dalet. I'd like to read it again a third time from the Mogad Avram proper. Okay, it's always good to see. Third time. Hamas ben Yamin Simon and Tez Kosav. You should do Kesef and Meshich. Fine. That's in Yerodea Shimon Shinchov by Pinyon Aben. Want to sell it to the animal to the guy. But the Yevid, good enough. Right? But the Yevid is good enough. I quote the some person what's no good. I quote, read it again. Kevin Shachomet and Bishuso Ella Shatora Ukma Bishuso, Davam Bates. Vigilui Daita Sagi, like the Ran by Bittel, says the Master Zashekel. The Mahai Time of Mahani Bittel Bittoris Hefker, even Bittel believe, even though it doesn't work by regular Hefker, right? Alright? It overcomes the technical problems. Rabbeinu Shalom. That's a din in the Gemara. Bittel, isn't that found anywhere in the Gemara? Yes?
What about the Tosefta? Maybe you'll say that's the...
Tosefta is, you know, to be honest, the Tosefta just says that there were two guys on a boat. There was no Takonis Chazal. Or you're allowed to say it. You don't find any special dispensations and leniencies with respect to what's normally required for a sale in this context. I want to read you a line from the Makor Chaim. Here again, Simon Tov Mem Ches. At the very beginning of Sivkot on Hay, I'm going to read it to you because every line is important. Let's see if we can find it over here. Hold on. He quotes the Magen Avraham verbatim. I don't understand it, he says to Makor Chaim. The Ran said it for what purpose? L'inyan isu bayiro daraisa. Okay, but yotze mishu, so it's not over the daraisa. But here, you want to sell it to the goy? Who cares, says the Makor Chaim, if yotze mishu so begilu das? Who cares? He did bittle anyway. He require a beer. Ukshenik nevenas ayin shal nachri, havi ke beer. Belongs to a goy. It's not shalcha. Mashen ken hocha. Nay, da mocher begili das bulvad yotzer merishu. So, all right, that may happen. Mikoma komba man nichnas to shusa akum. Kaven lo osbo akum kinyan amol bimichiro lo kono. Didn't do anything. That's what the Makor Chaim is. So there are two separate questions, really. The first question is, by bitl takonas chachamim, that it works, overcomes technical problems. Here's no takona. B, says the Mekor Chaim, even if it works to make it hefker, he want to make you want it to be able to belong to a goy. That's what he said. The Master Yemen said that. It belongs to a goy. How did it get to the goy? How did that work? How does it belong to a nochri? That's his question. Yotzer Rishus Rishus Nochri. So there are two questions against the Master Yemen. I don't have great answers. Today, I want to give you my redos of the Mekor Chaim, of the Bechor Shor. Let's chazer again. So the Bechor Shor apparently held that as we saw on the chart on the screen yesterday, it's really the sale's no good. Why? Fundamentally, you know why? Not the Jew's fault, the guy's fault. The Jew is scared of the Rabbeinu Shalom. Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. He doesn't want to be all by himself. Out of here, I want it out. But the guy, he's coming in there, someone asked him before the basement, what's he doing to the guy? He's playing along with the Jews, he doesn't really want to be Konet. If he doesn't really want to be Konet, he's not Konet. We said yes, who asked me yesterday? Dvaram Shebelei, who asked me? Ainum Dvaram, so what did I answer you? He considers it Umdan Zamukach, Dvaram Shebelevo, Velev Kolodam, that the guy didn't really mean it. So therefore, says the Bechor Shor, it only works with their abonnements. Why is their abonnements? But their eyes are a bit like Amasaka. So we asked the question yesterday, it's not all, it's Chasam Sofas, everyone asks. What are you talking about? I do Mechira on this Chometz, and I do Bitl on the other Chometz. I don't do Bitl and Mechira on the same Chometz. It doesn't work in either direction, Bipshuto, right? If I do the Bitl first, so when I sell it, I'm retracting the Bitl. If I do the what? The Mechira first, then it was invalid at Bishaito. How does it work later on when I do a Bitl? That was the question we sort of got left with yesterday. I want to give you now more rigorously two different approaches to answer this question. Okay. So I want to make the following suggestion. Like the Bechor Shor, we'll say it, V'lav mitamen. V'lav mitamen. The truth is, the Mekor Chaim already started talking about leaving his Rishus. That he can understand. He just didn't understand how it got into the Goy's Rishus. That's what's bothering the Mekor Chaim. Make the following suggestion. Really, the Bittel does not relate to this Chometz. No. But the Mechira itself, Rabosai, listen carefully, please. The Mechira itself, warts and all, even though it's an illegitimate haram according to the Mekor Shor, the guy doesn't really mean it, but the Jew means it. So the Mechira itself is no worse than Bittl. Is no less than Bittl. The Mechira itself said, I want it out. Only one problem, Rabosai. We learned in Shulchan Aruch, open your Mishnah Berurah just for a second, just to see it one more time. Simen Tov Mem Ches, Sif Hei. Let's chazer again. Please open. Tov Mem Ches, Sif Hei. Chomet Shenitza V'Beis Yisrael Achar HaPesach Osir Achar Pisha Bitlo V'Chachomim based upon the Yisrael Yishalmi in the Rosh. They're afraid I didn't do a real sincere Bitl. So it doesn't help that I got out of my Rishus unless I got into a Goy's Rishus. But that's it, the Rabbana. So to take care of this, then the Rabbanon, the illegitimate harama of the sale, which doesn't really work. Why? Because the guy doesn't really want to buy it? Doesn't matter. It's good enough to overcome this problem, which is the Rabbanon, the problem. So I'm saying that the Bechor Shor will not be tamed. The Bechor Shor said, you did Bittl, and you did Mechira, on the same exact chometz. So the Bittl knocks out the Doraisa, and the illegitimate Mechira knocks out the use of the Rabbanon of Sifhei. I'm saying differently. I'm saying you didn't do any bitl on this chometz. What you do is that a mechira. The mechira will fail ultimately because the guy doesn't want to really buy it. But from the Jew's perspective, it works. So therefore, the Jews selling the chometz to the guy is no less a statement that I don't want any part of this chometz than is a bitl. That's what I'm suggesting is a possibility. It's in effect like the Mekor Shor, but v'lav mitamei. I'm just using the line in the Mekor Chaim that I just read. He says, look, he says, It's based on the Masas Binyamin. That I sell it, and my sale indicates I don't want any part of it. So the Masas Binyamin goes as far as to say that it belongs to a guy. How does that work? The guy didn't want it. So we're saying like this. On a Daraisa level, it doesn't belong to a guy. It doesn't belong to the Jew either. He didn't want any part of it. So on a Daraisa level, it's an effect hefker similar to a bittul. They didn't have to do a bittul. Similar to a bittul. But it's been the Rabbana, even though he violates also. Oh, an illegitimate harama of this so-called faulty mechira, which is a kinyan called the who we can call it. That will be enough to overcome the problem of sifei of chomash bitla being also after Pesach. Ad kam my pshat. Yes.
According to this pshat and also the Masas Binyamin. So what if the guy comes during Pesach and he wants the chametz which he thinks he owns, but really according to this pshat he doesn't really own it?
You better give it to him. But otherwise, you're making a total mockery out of it. It doesn't belong to you either. It's hefter. Why are you going to stop from taking it? Yes.
So what? If the sale didn't actually work, but you demonstrated that you don't want the chametz.
Right.
Is it the same? What is the status of the chametz hefter?
Hefter. It's going to be an effect hefter. I don't want any part of it. I mean, that's what the Makor Chaim sort of says. I read it to you. He's like this. That Ron works by Rod Araisa. Since Yotzer Meshu, so you Megaladas, you don't want it. It's out of your Rishus. But here, you want it to belong to a guy. Who cares, Yotzer Meshu, so Megili Das to this Mechira? He already went to the Bittl anyway. So it's we call it, it's, how should we say? I don't know how to say it nicely. Ein Gili Das and Hagili Das. Bittl is a Gili Das and Mechira is a Gili Das. You have two Gili Das and not better than one. That's the Makor Chaim's question. How to get to the guy? Well, yes.
Okay.
Then
now your
chametz
in your
shoes.
Hefker. Yeah, it's
hefker,
but it's still in your house.
But on the Rabbana level, we consider it to be belong to the God. You know, it's not really his. The so-called, what you call Kenyan Kaldu, the Kenyan of sorts, which is illegitimate harama, will not get all these in the Rabbana that could do. So on the level of the Rabbana, we say, we declare it belongs to the God. We declare it belongs to the God. Even though it's an umdana, he doesn't really want to buy it. Wow. And it's interesting, the Makor Chaim himself says over here that there are many disputed kinyanim, which we'll get to at great length, great detail, whether the Shicha works, the Kesef works, Agav works, Suda works, you name it. We're going to discuss all these various kinyanim. Says the Makor Chaim, since we're not exactly sure what kinyan works, okay, we go all through this Meshicha, no Kesef, doesn't matter. Kevadal Yidei Gili Das Yotzer Meshusav Nasa Hefker. Right? And therefore on the level of the Raisa, we can rely upon it. There's no Bayro Bayamotze. So he says the same thing. This is what the Makor Chaim in fact is suggesting. That's what I'm saying along the lines, but not quite the same. Oh, that's pshat number one. That's the Makor Chaim's pshat. Now I want to say a different pshat, a second pshat, which maybe the Bechor Shor really means. But let's review again. The Bechor Shor spoke about both Bittul and Mechira taking place in the same Chametz. How can that work? How can that possibly work? Mamanasha. If the Bittul comes first, then you pick up the Chametz, you've undone the Bittul. Even though the Bittul may not take effect till later on, it doesn't matter, you're under the Maisa Bittul. If the Mechira comes first, so it was no good at the time, how's it good later on? That was we got stuck, the Chasam Sova's question, we got stuck yesterday. So I want to suggest the following answer along these lines. Listen to me carefully. It's true. I did a sale, and according to the Bechor Shor, the sale is faulty. God didn't really want to buy it. And if I do a bit later on, I cannot retroactively, how should I say it, resuscitate a dead sale. On the level of the rise of the sale is dead, I cannot do CPR later. It's dead is dead. On the level of the rise, it didn't work. Be patient. Let me finish my text, okay? So b'shaita, we did a mechira, umdana the muchad, go didn't want to buy it. At that moment in time, I have to say the sale is not a valid sale. However, half hour later, what do I say? Kol chamira v'chamira, dike b'shuse, d'chazite d'lo chazite, d'biyate d'lo biyate, d'yadate d'lo yadate. What do you think? They both left after the hour. So on a derisive level, the chametz that I sold an hour ago, if on a level the rice belongs to me, I'm hereby mevatlet. So mevatlet, I'm out of by Rabbi Yamatzi. I sip hay, but the one helped after a Pesach. That's the drabana. On a level of drabana, the same thing, except this is set up without. It's the same thing as before. Except I'm saying that not using the mechira itself to get it out of my reshus, that's a big kiddush. I'll explain to you why it's a big kiddush. But the bittul, when does the bittul take place? Later. Again, the mechor show sounds like it's a little earlier. I'd rather say it means it's later. That's how we do it. Later. At that later time, Rabbi Osai, that bittul will take care of the deraisa dika problem. Once that's true, so the mechira, which, not that it's being revived. No, the mechira remains in its old status. What's that old status? On a level of daraisa, dead. On a level of drabanan, alive. In other words, the mechira mishaita, what are we passing on it? We passing it's an illegitimate harama. And therefore, what is its status? Well, we know from Shabbos Kuflamitas. For daraisa, it's no good. Drabanan, it's good. Well, what about this chametz? Patience. Come back in a half an hour, I'll tell you. Half an hour, come back. No, did he do bittul or did he not do bittul? If he didn't do bittul, so then you need the mechira to be working with the raisa, thumbs down. But if he did bittul, now you only needed that to work on the left or bottom, thumbs up. I'm trying to explain. Chasam Sobe is a kasha. If the mechira didn't work with shaita, I got to work later on. No, with shaita we said the jury is out. Right? We don't know yet. Will it work? If it needs to work on the level of the rice, the answer is going to be no. If it needs to work on the level of the rabbanon, the answer will be yes. And if he does bittul later on, so on the rabbanon, so it works. Frankly, I like my pshat better than the Makor Chaim for two reasons. One, it's more classical. The Makor show didn't go. He said the bittul works. Number two, the Makor Chaim is the chiddush nifla v'nara. Really is. Because I intend to sell the chametz to a god. So the Master Binyamin said it gets to the goy somehow or other. We don't understand how, but that's what he said. That I understand. The Makor Chaim is saying, I want to give it to a goy. I failed. But at the very least, it's hefker. That's a chiddush. I wouldn't have said that on my own. I said, you failed. It still belongs to you. That's what I would have said. So I'm not debunking the Makor Chaim completely. I'm just suggesting that my pshat, I think, fits in a little bit better. It's interesting. In the Shut Nachlas Yaakov, which is written by the same author, the Makor Chaim, is in Siman Aleph, he says like this. He says it's impossible to rely upon the Mechira, upon the Bittul, as the Bechor Shor said. Why? He says, well, there's certain cases of Chomet Shekibul Alev Achrayis where you can't do Bittul. So it must be you can do the Mechira. Now, why that's true, you can do a mechira, not a bittul, is beyond the scope of today's shir. We'll have to discuss it when we learned about achrayis, perhaps one of our flashbacks to the first parak. Let's review briefly. So we had so far today, we have this Bechor Shor with this wild chiddush. The Master Binyamin is even a wilder chiddush. The Bechor Master Binyamin, I don't really understand fully how he can say based upon the Ran that it belongs to the goy. Why? The Bechor Chaim's question is that where does it get to the goy? It should be only hefker. My question is, Bittul by Kondarai is a Takanas Chachamim. This is no Takanas Chachamim. Fine. So you have the Makor Chaim says that the Mechira is no less than a Bittul. To me, it's a Chiddush. It failed. Right? It failed. It failed to get to its desired destination, which is the Goy. How does it work halfway to become halfway? Okay, I can see that may possibly work. I'm going back to the Makor Shor. It's not the Mechira. It's the Bittul which knocks out of the Daraisa. How can you do a Bittul and a Mechira in the same Chametz? Here's the answer. I first do a Mechira. If it works, it works. No problem. But maybe it doesn't work, as the Bechor Shor says. So if it doesn't work, I'm doing the Bittul now as a failsafe. Look, good. So on the right level, it's the Bittul which is working. What do you need the Bechira for? For the Derabbanan issue. I have to work retroactively. It's not retroactive. And from the very first moment, this Bechira is out there working on the Derabbanan level and not on the right level. If it's this bar by a subsequent Bittul, that's only needed for the Rabbanan. It works from the very beginning, it turns out. That's my pshat to explain the shita of the Bechor Shor. Fine. Let's now turn our attention, if you don't mind, to the question of Mechira Lizman. Another very important issue. Some suggest, Rabbosai, that's found in this, again in the Sefer Mechira's Chometz Kilchasa, So maybe the pshat is that, see, Rabbi said that there are many ways to skin this cat. Either you say he never meant to sell at all, either he, me, the Jew, or the guy. Or you can say, no, they mean the sale. But although they say in very, very clear language, this sale is forever and forever and forever. Yes, you want to buy it back afterwards, that's one thing. But in my heart, I view it as a mechira l'zman. There's not going to be a mechira forever. Even though we say it's a mechira forever, with a potential buyback, but in my heart, it's only a tenth of the mechira. Now this is an interesting suggestion. What in fact is the status of a tenth of the mechira? Let's say Aliyo Navi comes, reads their brainwaves, and tells us it's a temporary mechira, a mechira l'zman. Is a mechira l'zman a valid mechira, a mechira din, or is it, does it not work me'ikar adin? That is a question. It's a very serious question. A very serious question. He writes as follows. Well, we drew something over here. Looking for a line, which I'm not finding. Give me a second. Oh, here we go. This is page Kuf Ayin Dal in the Sefer Mechiras Chametz Kilchas. He says the reason is Ein Agilui Das El Levat La Mechem Ili Acher HaPesach Avay Li Ayimei HaPesach Gufayu Leko Gilui Dato. So it's a mechira gemur at least l'zman l'chol yemei ha-pesach. Who's he quoting? He's quoting from one of the svarim over here. I believe he's quoting from a sefer called the Eish Al Avram. The author of Eish Al Avram. Again, I'm not sure where the sefer is found, but that's what he's quoting over here on page Kuf Ayin Dal. An interesting compromise. I like it as a compromise. There could be three suggestions. He really meant to sell it completely. He didn't mean to sell it at all. Or he meant to sell it for a week. Or, the other way, he didn't mean to buy it. He meant to buy it. He meant to buy it for a week. He doesn't catch the nuance of Osai. That's going to be a complete sale with a resale. Nah, come on, you're putting me on. It's only for a week. And with the rice, that works. And therefore, it solves the problem. That's what he's suggesting over here. Comes along to save him. I'm not so sure it works. But the Raisa, you sell it for a week. Not so simple. Mechiru l'zman, what is the status of that, Mechiru l'zman? I sell a field for a period of time. Really, does it really work? I sell it for a period of time. Is it really yours? And I'm going to get it back later on? Well, if it's only for a period of time, it's not really yours from the very beginning. There's a big dispute in the Rishonim. If I sell it to you for a week, for a year, do you have a right to start digging around for that year? Rambam, Ravid. There's a discussion, and they sell Eretz Yisrael for Shemitah for 2 years. That's how they get out of the problem of Lo Sechoneh. Can't sell Eretz Yisrael to a guy. Oh, it's only for 2 years. So then some of the Farshim say, you went from the frying pan into the fire. Instead of selling it for two forever, and then at least it takes care of the Shemitah problem, only sold it for 2 years, it still belongs to the Jew. You haven't taken care of the Shemitah problem. So Shlomo Zalman has a long discussion in his Sefer Madani Eretz on Shemitah. I recommend you get your copy of it. You can't even get it anymore. It's out of print, and they refuse to reprint it. Or they reprinted a sanitized version without all the coolers of the Hefer Mechir. I kid you not. I'm not kidding around. It's part of the interesting issue we deal with today. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. You can look it up in the old edition. The library still has a copy. You can look it up, and he has a whole discussion of this issue relating to the so-called Hefer Mechir. You can look it up. I'm not going into that issue right now. He's not sure it really works. He's not sure. As a matter of fact, if you look over here in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Mem Ches, there's a Chok Yaakov, Sivkot Yud Zayin. I keep telling the Hamid, you should get your hands on a regular Shulchan Aruch too. I insist on a Mishnah Brewer, but the more we get into this, you'll be better off if getting the same for some or other. You'll see many other wonderful sources. So if you can bring it for tomorrow or for next week, it'll be very appreciated. Right over here, open up please to your Mishnah, to your Shulchan Aruch. And the very end of Sif Gimel. The last line of Sif Gimel. Yim Kerenel Abim Avachira Gemura. Okay. Ava matana amanas lahavzir lo mahani. Why not? Why not? Matana amanas lahavzir works. Why over here matana amanas lahavzir lo mahani? Why not? Why shouldn't it work? Mr. Brewer Chof Aleph, you love Mr. Brewers? Chof Aleph, please. Afal gav the bechol haTorah matana amanas lahavzir shmo matana b'skay matanai. Hocho etzvichu chachamim matana gemura. Mishum chumra de chomets. Who said so? Ben Avram, Chok Yaakov. Okay, fine. And if it be the Yevet, in the sky matanai shech zira in mutter, nechukhu achronim. Look in the Bir Alocha. Okay. So b'kitzer, this talking about matana amanas lahatze. That's a complete matana forever, with a condition, going to give it back. But then, if you look in the Mishnah Brewer at the end, last line, Behecha she'oma hareini nosu necha v'takasi renali ayin bir aloch. A new phrase. I'm giving it to you, and you'll give it back to me, it's a bir aloch. What does Alocha say? The Chok Yaakov says, you know what that really means? That is a matono lizman. That is a matono lizman. Right? I'm giving it to you, you're going to give it back to me. Right? You know, what is that all about? What is that all about? Says the Chok Yaakov, Tomua ma'od ma'od. And Yoredeya says, it doesn't work. Amanas me'achshav, okay. The matana with it tonight. Here with Hachzirem Li, it's a matana manas lahavzir. That's what he seems to be saying. It would not work. It would not work. Doesn't work with Pidyon HaBen either. Fascinatingly, the Dogel Merivava, all printed right over here in front of us in my regular Shulchan Aruch, the Dogel Merivava by the Noda Behuda makes the following comment. What does Tachzir Renali mean? Achar HaPesach, you have it in front of you, right? You see it? You see the word Tachzir Renali in the Mishnah Berurah of Simchat Chukot and Chof Aleph? It's right in front of you. So he says, look in Bir Alocha, it's a machlokes, whether it works or doesn't work. We use the expression Tachzir Renali. Right? Some say yes, and some say no. Right? Take a look over here in the Bir Alocha. You all have it. It's Dibra Maskel Mat Lo Mahani. Lo Mahani, about halfway through Lo Mahani. It's a very long piece. I'm reading to you. The question was, let's start from everyone looking inside, please. Can you please look inside if you don't mind? Please look inside. Start from the very beginning. The beginning of this part of the Bir Halacha. Please look inside. It's a Bir Halacha. Rabbi Maskel Lo Mahani. Halfway through, he starts a new paragraph. In effect, you notice, you know, it's there. Kosav Amogan Avram. No, I lost it. Vehecha Sh'oma Harenit Gnosu Nechol V'tach Zireli. Kosav Amogan Avram. Everyone should find the place, please. Well, it's different, slight, different print in Mishnah Berurah. The Vezeh Pshita the Nesharim Medina. It's not a You want to give it over. It's just not going to work. That's what he quotes the Chok Yaakov. Okay, I'll read you from the Chok Yaakov again. One more time, I want to read from the original. Sivkot Yud Zayin. It says, Tavuah Tamuah Ma'od Ma'od. It says in Shinhei Sivches by Pidyon HaBen. Vehecha Sh'omer Tachzir Emli Lohavi Matana Klal. Based on the Tshuva Sarajbo. Nothing. Doesn't work. I know the Rabbi Machsa Shekla Shekos with awesome shine. Why? The Kevin Shomer Tachzir Emli Lo chala matana afsho achas. It's not no good for pidyon haben. Masha enkein hocho. The al kol ponim ad achar ha pesach bevadai gomar umakni lei kidei shelo yavor bayiro. Umikoshkein shama beferish betaxi rei uli li achar ha pesach vechein kosuv bedogla merevava. I read it from the dogla merevava. It's found beferish. In citation, in the Bir Halacha that's in front of each and every Talmud. That's what he says. I read it again from the original. There, my pidyon habens, not a matana even shalachas. Here, it works till after Pesach. Chok Yaakov has no right to ask a question. Adkan, this child. So it's unclear about Sai whether it works or doesn't work. Fine. Interestingly, the Mekor Chaim himself, when he's commenting on this Mogad Avraham, has a slightly fancier footwork. This is a Mekor Chaim, Rabosai. It's a Kon Vav. Look at the Mogad Avraham. It's no cash at all. Because it depends on the phraseology. What's the phrase? Read the phrase of the Mogad. What do you say? Already know sin lechava takzireim li. If you look carefully in Pidyon Haben, what did he say there? He said, Helach chamesh shloim v'takzireim li. Here are $5 and you'll give them back to me. Not a matan at all. Pikadim. A pikadim. But over here, what did he say? Hareini nosen lecha. I'm going to give you to a matana and takzireili. So what at most Rabbi Ose said to Tanai, and he wasn't no Tanai kofel, Tanai bot l'maisekaya. So the matana is a complete matan. That's his technical answer. Here he used the word nosen, which is matana gemura. The Tanai is not formulated properly, so it's a Tanai bot l'maisekaya. But Hilchos Pidyon Haben, he never used the word matana. He never gave it to him. That's his technical answer to this problem, which we just saw raised in the Bi'ur Halacha, which comes from earlier sources, Rabbi Osai, as well. Okay, a different answer to this technical question. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. This is, he says, it's a condition which is not properly formulated. The Prima Gardim has a somewhat different statement to answer this question. I'm going to read it to you from its original source. It's the Prima Gardim, Rabbi Osai, on that very Mogan Avram, which is Sivkot and Dalit. We call the Eshel Avram here in Sivkot and Dalit. I'd like to read it to you. But he says this expression, now what? Tapsi Reuli, the Mogan Avram. Let me show I'm in the right place. One second, please. I'm sorry, it's hey, not that one. So the Eshel Avram, hey, says as follows. I'm reading it to you. The Eshel Avram, the Gala Mogan Avram, the Kach Kive, the Omer, Hareini Nos in the Chabba Matana Gemura, V'yodea Ani Shetarzili. A statement of fact, I know you're going to give it back to me. That the Matana Gemura, El V'yodea Sheha Akum Me'atmi Akzalo. That's Medina Shari. Apparently, in the case of the Pidyon Haben, he didn't say it that way. He had a different formulation. These are the answers given. Either it's an inappropriately formulated condition, which is Tanai Bot L'maisekayim, or it's not a condition at all. It's just saying a matter of fact. This thing is a matter of fact. I know it for a fact, and that's all. Sure. Fine. Rabbi Osai. Good. So this is some of the intricacies of which started this year with the Bechor Shor, and then we had this case of the Mogan Avram, and now I wanted to mention a totally different topic for a moment. Please turn for a minute to the Ran. It's Zion of Abayz in the old print, and it's Yud Tes in the new print. I'm going to read a very brief citation, and we're going to see, Rabbi Osai, if everyone agrees or doesn't agree. A very brief citation. And we'll see if everyone agrees or doesn't agree. Is everybody in the right place? Have you located the Ran yet? Okay. The Ran says as follows. The Ran's expression. Okay, I want to get the right place. Why can't I find what I'm looking for? I know exactly what I'm looking for. Where'd it go? Okay, here it is. It's the Ran Rabbi Osai The Ran, it's in page Yud Tes, column 2, line 1. He's explaining the expression of the Gemara. Knas, says Kolomar, the Kantina le hol rabu by ol by motze, ibi do raiso, kon shisheo bebeso, ibi do rabbonon, kshef kido etzel nachri, the chemto shal yisrael mufka etzel nachri, bid rabbonon tarog beer. Fine. Rabosai, let me ask you a question. If you saw no other source with this Ran, how would you answer my question? If somebody, Rabosai, did not violate by a raw by a matzah prop, he didn't violate it, what would you say? Would there be a knas or would there be no knas? He didn't violate it. He had chametz, but he didn't violate by a raw for whatever technical reason. Is there or is there no knas? Yes or no? What do you say? Read the words. Yes or no? It's a one word answer. On a simple level.
From the Ran?
From the Ran itself.
It sounds yes.
Okay, read it again. What does it say? The Kantinale. Hold the overall by Rabbi Yamatze, either the Raisa or the Rabbanan. So since you don't know for sure which way it goes, why don't we turn our attention to the Kesef Mishnah? Okay, Rabbosi, you have a Kesef Mishnah on the board? This is the Rambam we were discussing a little bit yesterday. It's the Rambam, which is found in the Shulchan Aruch proper. you all don't have Rambams, but you all have Shulchan Aruchs, right? Simen Tov Mem Ches. Rabosai, Simen Tov Mem Ches. Everyone open up Simen Tov Mem Ches. What does it say? Simen Tov Mem Ches. Siv Gimel, the very beginning. Chomet Shel Yisrael Sh'orol Ha'Pesach Oser Ba'ano Afilu Hinicho Shogeg O Onus. O onus, Mishnah Berurah test. Rotsa lomar sheyada ela shahaya onus shlohaya yochel levaro. The af al pi shebazeh lo over abal yeroe. Afilu hachi kans aleph dalet. Afilu hachi kansina hetera otri sura. The sharina le also la shuya lechatchila baver ale. V'ayin b'vir halacha. Who is he quoting over here? If you look in your base, Chelem Moshe, Maram Chalava, and Loshon Aramba. The Rambam himself is Mashi. Oh, let's read the Rambam together. Before the Kesef Mishnah, let's read the Rambam. Chom HaShav HaPesach Osam Ano Liola. Tov is a knas which medivrei sof mepnei she'or alay bayro bayamot. Say as a ruh. Ha'filu inicho v'shgogo v'yones le shalo yaniach odom chomis. Thank you. V'shuso b'pesach. So the Lashon of the Rambam, according to the Sharatzi and Yud Beis, is Meduyah. The guy really is not over by Rabbi Yamatzeh. It's Osir anyway. I wasn't convinced, Rabbi Yamatzeh. Can you look? Who's good at textual analysis? Are you convinced? Are you convinced that the Rambam said that there's an Issa, there are Knas, even if you're not over by Rabbi Yamatzeh? I didn't see it. I didn't read it that way. Let's read it together. Knasim b'divrei sofer. There's an overall by rov by a matzah. I said, "Oh, shine." Then it says, "Vafilu inichu b'shkoga bonus." The way I read it means that you're over by rov b'shkoga. You're over by rov bonus. And the reason we say this is k'desh liyaniach adam chametz b'shusla b'pesach neshiyina b'yinlas ha'pesach. That's going on in the very beginning. It's not going on that last word. It's going on everything. That's good. But yeah, it's good.
It's funny in the screen.
Is it? Can you all read it?
It's just cut on off.
The screen's cut off. Oh, that's terrible. Why is that true?
I don't know. Then it gets cut.
No, you can't. I can't. Oh, yeah, I can. No, I can't.
All right, you guys, that'll be good enough. I'll read you the missing line. It's good. Okay, Rabosai. This is the important Kesef Mishnah, Rabbi. A very important Kesef Mishnah. And the question really is, Ovar. Is Ovar Dafka or is Ovar Lav Dafka? So the Mishnah Berurah Sif contests with Befeirish. Ovar is Lav Dafka. Ava Mishnah Vila Ovar Vayera, doesn't matter. Now the Ritva, we have a Ritva, Rabbi, fascinating. The Ritva back on the Chav Ches Amud Aleph. I'm going to read you the words of the Ritva because every word counts. Amazing Ritvas over here, unbelievable. He writes as follows. I'll read you the words of the Ritva. Chav, one second, please. Excuse me, Chav Tes Amanal, my mistake. Chav Tes Amanal. He writes as follows. Over a love? Lo sha'over mamish. No. Elaloshen targamu. Bratzalomar. Hol v'u over aleh. Now, there are three different ways to say over. One is chomet, at the way I understood it. Chomet sha'over, I want to give a translation. Chomet sha'over olav ha-pesach means chomet that the holiday of Passover passed over it. I like that. Pass, that's a cute line. Over olav ha-pesach. Passover passed over it. Right? She'over olav on this chametz, the holiday of Passover passed over it, right? Went through it. That's how I understood. No, doesn't mean that. It means lashon aveira. Over can mean lashon aveira, right? Didn't we have the word over recently in Chumash?
Over lasocher.
Right? Over lasocher. It's not an aveira. Over means you pass, right?
Right.
Is there a chumash here? No chumash. We don't believe in chumash. Chumash, chumash, Torah. Right there, Tom. This way. The word over in biblical Hebrew doesn't necessarily mean what we call an avera. It's a pass, right? You find the word over meaning to pass in many different contexts, right? And has nothing whatsoever to do. Sadu libchem achar tavoru. Okay, now Bartam alavdachem. Bring from Parshas Vayeh. We just read it, right? Don't do it aveira. So that's the simple pshat. Chomet she'orul of a Pesach. That the Pesach passed through it. Okay, right? Went by it. Says no, means not an aveira. But then he says to stage three. But don't mean he was sheroy laverolov. Doesn't mean he actually did the aveira. It's roy laverolov. How do you know? Brings a raya from a Mishnah Rabosai on the Flamet Aleph from the Beis. In the case of a Goy, Rabosai, listen carefully, of a situation where there was a loan and the Chometz was the collateral. Kedukhanimon Aflamet Aleph, Behir Hino Etzlo, that he was given over to the Goy, Holav Hochi Osir, and even if he didn't give it over to the Goy, be Osir, Behaf Al Pisha Omid Beshusa Shal Goy. Below Ovar Yisrael, he said there was no Bayer Ovar Yimotze. It's Osir anyway. As long as it belongs to Yisrael, even if there's no Bayer Ovar Yimotze for whatever technical reason, it's still Osir. Proof number two is even more amazing. Rabosai, what do you say about this case? Somebody steals my chometz. He steals my chometz. And now it's Pesach time. Alright? Reuven stole Shimon's chometz. My name is Shimon. I want to burn my chametz. It's not there. Someone stole it. Can I burn it? No. Can I sell it? No. Why can't I sell it? Who knows why I can't sell it? Why can't I sell it? Ein b'shuso. Shnei dvarim, right? Excuse me. Gozal lo nesiyasho abalim. Shnei menichol makdisho. Zeh ein b'shalo, zeh ein b'shuso. So I can't burn it. I can't sell it. The guy stole it for me. And nonetheless, he can give it back to me, even though it's worthless, and say, what? Three magic words? What are the three magic words? Harei, Shalcha, Lefanecha. Why is it Aser? I was not by Rabbi Yamotze. That's Raya number two that the Ritva brings, that as long as it's your chametz, even though by Rabbi Yamotze, it doesn't matter. It's Aser, but there's an Isak, a Knath of Shimon anyway. This Raya can be refuted. How? Maybe the reason why it's Osir Ba'anah is not because of Shimon, whose chametz was stolen, but rather because of who? Who? Exactly. Reuven the Ganav is over by Rabbi Yamotze. And we just got through singing the Ran. What did the Ran say? Lav le didei b'chud d'avad isuru d'kakonis le afil achrini nami. Brings a raya from the Gemara in Chulin. So this raya, which the Ritva brings, is not a great raya. It's not a great raya. Because it could be that you're over because of the gazlan. The gazlan, not the nigzal. So this raya, Rabosai, is not a completely valid raya. Not a completely valid raya. Okay. Fine. There was, again, some say the gazlan, because the gazlan, that's what I would say. I say the gazlan has achrayas for it. That's my take, why he's over, because achrayas itself, responsibility, can make it useful by your own purposes. And so the prichosh is an expression, it belongs to the gazlan. That's very shver expression. It doesn't belong to the gazlan, it belongs to the nigza. It's b'shusa of the gazlan. That's my, I'm just starting to be nitpicking. But that's my question of the word of the prichosh seems to be an inappropriate word. In any event, Rabosai, I want to bring this to your attention before we finally, officially, open up Siman Tov Mem Ches. Now opening up officially to learn it. Now we saw the Gemara, the Rishonim, open up the Sif Al. And there's going to be some amazing Chiddushim today. Amazing Chiddushim coming up. The very beginning, Rabosai, of Siman Tov Mem Ches. Okay? The very beginning, Tov Mem Ches. We have to discuss, we just want to mention to you before, you know, one more thing. The Ritva, I always have something else to say. This is me one more sec. That same Ritva writes, as follows. This is a tremendous chumrah. It belongs to Yisrael as a knas, even though there's no bayro bayamotze. That's what he says. And he, by the way, he's bothered by my question. He says, "Afal pisha gazlan overalof." That's a chiddush gadol. The gazlan is overalof. He says in the bottom, the sheet of mekubetz of a kamen tzadivav claims that the gazlan is not over. Says the Ritva, "Boy, you count in the nigzal bekach." Wow, sounds like it's against the Ran. The Ran said if one Jew is over, they count it all Jews, and he says no. So he says follows. So it could be Yisrael over all of Mamish v'umutter. What's the case? Chemtzo shel nachri. What do you mean chemtzo shel nachri? Why am I over chemtzo shel nachri? If I have achrayis, then it's mutter. They never made a knas in that kind of a case. But it comes, you're not over love, and it's aser. Chemtzo shel Yisrael, even though there's no bayro. A chiddush nifler about saying in the ritva. Do we pass like this ritva? L'kula ol achumra? So before we just see Tav Mem Ches, please turn for a minute to Tav Mem, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nei. Please learn this for a minute. Tav Mem, Sifkat Nei. This is incredible. Mishnah Berurah, you want to pass like the Ritva L'Kula. You know, we don't pass like the Chumra. Take a look. Tav Mem. What does it say on top? On top it says over here, if the Goy was mafkid his chomet by a Jew, it's chayav achrayis, name of Aveda. What's it then? Chayav levar. Fine. Mishnah Berurah, hey. Levar. Vim ovo lo biro, ovo lo pesach. Harbi poskim say, osur b'achila b'ano. Because I was over and by roll by a motzei the pshuta, because of the achrayis. Huh? Yesh mekil at the end of hey. Bigger than zeh. Ulitu lo gozru chachomen b'chomen sh'olo b'pesach ala b'chemto shal Yisrael. Lo bechemto shalakim b'amukir ad Yisrael. Yesh lismuch alayo akaponin in heter ano. Not heter achila, heter ano. Who's he quoting? Yud Beis, on the bottom. Chidush Ritva. Perakol shot. Shem Rabba Ara, I just read it to you. Chidush Nifli wants to rely on the Ritva for ano. Unbelievable. Is he machmer also on the Ritva? I guess not. Since Chama Shabbazah Rabbanan, we can be maker both ways, even as a shtickle tied to the sasser. But make up a shatav chag l'isfahana based on the kula of the ritva, but the chumra of the ritva, namely, that it belongs to the Jew and there's no bayira, you're over it, that's usher anyway, that I don't think we accept at all. I'm just saying, you know, the ritva is a unique sheet over here. Good. Again, tof mem ches, from the very, take it from the top. Rabosai simen tof mem ches v'siyata d'shmai. Let's open the first line. chometz shel eino yehudi she'avro lava pesach muter afilu ba'achilu. Okay, very nice. So far, it's pretty obvious. Then, nothing much to talk about. The problem starts, Rav Olson, in the Mishnah Berura, Sivkot and Beis. Shel eino yehudi, v'odin shel hefker, tekeven shel nasa yisav yishiyasa, lo yitilu chachomim yisrael achilasa. Fine, we'll skip a little bit. Yisrael sheyesh lo shutfus im nachri. Now we're talking. B'chametz. V'over olam ha-pesach. Okay? Chayim, what's it? I don't know how we say it. Chayim and John are partners in chametz. Olam ha-pesach. After Pesach is over. V'cholak atmo v'nachri after ha-pesach. We had that we own two boxes of Cheerios. Okay? After the yontem is over. Chaim takes one box, and John takes the other box. What's it in? Chelko shalan nochri achar pesach mutavano. So the box that John took is okay. Why? Dibidir albon and amir yesh breira, behuver adov la mafreya, shu shalakum. So it turns out retroactive clarification, this box of cheers belonged to John from the very beginning. Fine. The chel, skipping a few lines. The chel of the Yisrael also b'hano. The chel of the Yisrael should be certainly also b'hano. For sure, says it. Sharatzi and Dalit. Look, Dalit. Not going to leave you. Knock your socks off here. Chok Yaakov. Umekor Chaim. V'hagraz. Umogan Elav. The lo kashagas Aryeh. What did this shagas Aryeh say? How can you say that? What could he possibly say already? So it's really in Simon Tzadi. Starts in Peites, it goes to Tzadi. Can I tell you what he says? He says something unbelievable. And I'll read it to you from the secondary. So I didn't bring my shagas, sorry, it's on my desk downstairs in the base of Edrish. I read it to you from the Mekor Chaim, who quotes him and bashes him. But my, I mean, really bashes him. But we are not going to let the shagas remain bashed. We're going to try to defend them, at least somewhat. The Mekor Chaim can be found, those who want to look up the critique, Sivkot Na, the very first one in Tov Memches. Masha Posse B'Shagas Aryeh, he said like this, Efsher afilu achelek amagia li Yisroa mutter. Why? Mitam debid rabbanon, im yesh kula lomar ein breira, mekilin lomar ein breira. Ooh. Can you imagine this? Almost like amazing psak. The Jew, the guy's box of cheers is mutter. Why? Yesh breira. So we say it belonged to the Jew to the guy from before Pesach, the John. Why is the Jew's chametz box of cheers mutter? Because of ein breira. So we don't know. And so we're not sure. So for the guy's box, we'll say yesh breira. And for the Jew's box, we'll say ein breira. How does ein breira solve the problem? How does ein breira solve the problem? Why? Oh, it's a machlokos Rashi and Tosin and Gid. Who knows, Rabbi Osai, what Rashi and Tosin say about Gidnaf Memches, Memzai? Anyone know? Anyone have any idea? Anyone ever learned Gid in this room? Oh, come on. Okay. So, I'll read it to you. It's machlokos Rashi and Tosin. Mem Zayin Omud Beis. The Mesech the Gid. Rabbi Osai, you should phone up on Shas. Okay? Yeah. One daf at a time. What does it say over here, Rabbi Osai? It's the Mem Zayin Amun Aleph going over to Amun Beis. Yisrael va'akim shalok chusod v'shutvus tevel v'chulin muravin zebezeh. Pshhh. Says Rashi. Ein l'chol kol chita v'chita she'en chetz yetevel v'chetz yechulin. Every grain is half tevel and half chulin. Tosis doesn't like that. Tosis rejects it. Tosis says no. Ein breira means something totally different. Ein breira means as follows. I want to read it to you. Shema higielo kol chelko shel over kachavim o chetzio v'lo yadinan kama. So we don't know. According to Rashi, I have 100 such grains. What can I do? Take meiser. Every grain is half the Jews, half the guys. I can't split it. So I'll take, I have 100, I'll take 10 meiser, put it away, it's done. But the Tosas, no, you never know what's what. It's a total mishmash. Who's right? Is Rashi right? Or is Tosas right? 3/4 of Shagas Aryeh, at least, Simon Tzadi, is to prove that Tosas is right. That's the main Tosas of the Tshuva. To prove that Tosas is correct and Rashi is wrong. If Tosas is correct, if you hold Ein Breira, we don't know what's what. Because we don't know what's what. For all I know, Rabosai, the box of chures that I took belongs to John. And what he took belonged to me. Since we don't know, and by Bechiras Knas of Chomash of Bezat Rabbanon, we can be Mekel. Amazing, Rabosai. What does it turn out? If Yesh Breira, so again, the Goyes Chomets, his box of chures that he takes is Mutta Y, Yesh Breira by the Rabbanon. So, my box is Mutta, you know why? Because of Ein Breira. And since we don't know, maybe what the guy took was mine, what I took was his. Isn't this an incredible chiddush nifla of the holy Shagas Aryeh? It's so incredible that the Makor Chaim says it's incredible. It's wrong. It's against an offer of the Gemara. He claims. The Shagas Aryeh made a mistake and forgot an offer of the Gemara. They're both saying, who thinks in this room the Shagas Aryeh forgot an offer of the Gemara? Where's my Shas Chelik Aleph? At Murphy's Law. Oh, thank you very much. I read you the Shas that the Makor Chaim quotes. You look it up yourself when you get down. I'll leave it in the Beis Medrash. If you forgot it before, you want Erev and Daflam and Zion and Bex? Off in the Gemara. But I said, who knows what's in the Erev and Daflam and Bex? Who knows? I gave you the Daf.
That's
about
the Chacham.
That's part of that Suga. Very good. Excellent. That part. You want to make an Erev, you're not sure you're coming to the east, coming to the west. Okay, that's the general sugya. But this is a Gemara, which is quite remarkable. I read it to you again. This is the following case. It starts off, it's a whole complicated sugya. If the Chochem comes to the east, they want the Erev Tchumah to be to the east. The west, they want to the west. That's what all sugya starts off on the previous staff. So the Gemara goes on and on and on and on. And quotes the following situation. This is Erevin Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. I bought two vegetables. What happened? Amoret Shomer Lechaver. Kach li aguda achal shel yerek. And I buy one for him and one for me. Eino tzorech la'aser. I need not take meiser. Why? Yesh Breira. What do you mean? The one I took was mine for me, and the one I took for him was his. I'm not as Rabosai, it's a very important thing to understand. I may not sell a vegetable to a Amoritz who's going to end up eating it without my serving because I'm an over and he sells the favor. But here I didn't sell it, it's his. I went to the store, I said, give me two vegetables. Yeah, give me two carrots. They gave me two carrots. The storekeeper didn't say, well, this carrot's for you, this carrot is for the Amoritz. But at the end of the day, if I put it in the bag, I don't know which was which. When I gave, when Chochem gave Amoritz the carrot, it was his carrot from the very beginning. Because Yesh Breira. And if Ein Breira of Osai, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Frank the Makor Chaim, according to the Shagas Aryeh, should be allowed. It's Tamua Ma'od. In Erev Lamazayin, if you hold Ein Breira, even with respect to this Dinder Abonon, the Mayazon's got to Dinder Abonon, Osir. But the Armina do suffer Dinder Abonon. Right? Well, what do you mean? It doesn't work. We don't say if you're old Ain Breira, that since we don't know who's the Sus, so we should say that whatever the Amoritz took was his retroactively. You see Klar, we have to be Machmir in the Rabbanon if you're old Ain Breira. So says the Makor Chaim, and thinks the Shagas Aryeh made a mistake. Rabosai, it's inconceivable Hashem goes, I forgot this Gemara. You call out Torah Kula Baal Peh more than you know Ashrei Baal Peh. Klar. Here's my answer to Chagas Aryeh. This is different on both sides. Here there's no shutfus. There was never any shutfus. Shuna. There was no shutfus. I bought one carrot for me and one carrot for my friend who's the Amoritz. There, Ein Breiritz Asa. But by shutfus, that's different. It's only by shutfus where the Chagas Aryeh said his piece, where things are all mixed up together. I mean, that's what I'm suggesting is a possible terrace. Fine, Rebosa. Fine. Correctly, Mekor Chaim and other kasha. It's also Mimadashach. What do you mean, Mimadashach? I read it to you again. Take a pick. Either way, it's going to be awesome. Why? If. Here. Mimchilas Kvodo. Tov Ipshitus. I can't take one box of Cheerios. Why? If the box of Cheerios which I took was mine from the beginning, it's Chomet Shal Yisrael Shalom HaPesach. If it's the guy's, so why am I taking, I'm taking his, he's taking mine. What am I doing in effect? I'm being Machlif Anochri V'nosim Lo Tmuras Chemto Ha'asav Anoch Chomet Shalom Chalip Echomet Ha'asav Anoch Ha'shokil. You know how to do that. You can't do that. You can't tell a guy, you take the INS and I'll take the money. You can't do that. So therefore, he says, Mamadashok, it's going to be awesome. So asks the question, the Makar Chaim, against the Chagas Aryeh. Okay, it's a kasha. Nafkamina means for somebody else. For somebody else, there's room to be make. I'll take a look for a minute in Siman Tuf Mem Gimel, Rabbosai. Mishnah Brura, Tes Zion. Tes Zion. Okay, take a look, please. Mishnah Berurah, Tov Mem Gimel. Obviously, he doesn't quote Mishnah Berurah, he quotes Mogan Avram, but we can quote what you have. Tov Mem Gimel, Rabosai, Tev Zion, and Mishnah Berurah. Please turn. Tov Mem Gimel, Tev Zion. What did it say on top? It was on top, Siv Gimel. Im Kanu Shum Devar B'chametz, Achashe Shol, Smutr. Mishnah Chometz, Eno Tov Is Damot. I have chametz, I buy it, I flip it for something else. It's mutter. Tezayin. Hainu afilu lemisha kono gufa. Even for me it's okay. Kol shkel achem. Says the Mishnah, it's only the mecham. Yesh migdoli apostum shesovrim. Who these gdoli apostum? Chav gimel. Who are they? Rashi. And many other gdolim. Afal gav lacherim. Shari lanas migdoli apostum. The chametz in the tov is dama b'di'eved mikomakom lebala chametz atzmo konsi rabbonim shlo yehonem and adamim keim adavid isura v'nemut l'didei alam k'shemachor achlifu acherem chemsa shlo b'di'oso etc. v'yesh tahachim v'k'nas ha'poskim elum shlo b'malkam hesed merubah. So the Makor Chaim is doing like these poskim. The Chagas Aryeh was big enough plug of Yosef Kar, he's also a posik. So that's how you answer this question. So it seems to me that although the Makor Chaim has stark atinus, the Chagas Aryeh can be defended. Can be defended. So now I'll both say my last point to coming up is the following shout. I'll both say, does anybody in this room own stocks? Raise your hand if you own a stock. Raise your hand. Anybody own a mutual fund? We got for your bar mitzvahs or something like that? Yeah. Now the following shout asks you, what do you do with your stocks on Pesach? Every company you own stock has own chametz. If you own General Foods, General Mills, Bavada has chametz. You own General Motors, they also have chametz. Where? Where's their chametz?
In the fridge.
You better believe it. The alcohol, the schnapps that General Motors owned can fill up this entire room. Not even a shadow. Cut from coast to coast. Not discuss their productivity right now, but that's a bottom line in corporate boardrooms. There's plenty of liquor in general. Every company owns chametz. So by a show of hands, who sold their stocks last year of Pesach to a guy? You did?
I think in the contract that my house rolls out, puts in the rabbi has like things like stocks, whatever, specify with stocks.
Who thinks that sale is worth a piece of hill of beans? I declare I sell my stock. Sell your stock? How do you sell a stock in this country? How do you do it? How do you do it? You ever sell a stock in your life? How do you do it? Call a broker. What does the broker do? How does he do it? He just snaps his fingers? There's a market, and there's a deed, and there's a computer, and there's a whatever else they do it. You know, there used to be papers, now they do it all along. You can just say, I'm going to sell my stock to John Brown on my little tzetel that I give to the rabbi. I don't think it's, I don't think it works. Nami din Torah, nami din Malchus, neither, in my view. Gewalt. So all the years I said the reason why it's okay is because there's no by rabbi month in the first place. Why not? Because this chametz is inaccessible to me. Picture the following scenario. I own stock in General Foods. Okay, where are they located, these people? Somewhere in the Midwest? General Mills, General Foods. I don't think they're New York companies. I think they're Midwestern companies. Oh, I'm going on a nice trip. They're going up there somewhere near the Great Lakes. And I have my stocks in my pocket. Of course, I have $1 without my stocks in my pocket. And I pass by a big factory. It's General Foods. Oh, great. I'm hungry. I walk in there to the factory and say, can I have a box of Cheerios, please? I say, well, who are you? Who am I? Look, it's my deed. I own stock. They'll say, you need a psychiatrist. Rabbi, I own it. Yeah?
So, Rabbi's saying it's like Chametz Shenaf Lav Mapolos?
No. No. Different part. It's Chametz She'eno Brishuso. It's not in my control. The same way as we said a minute ago, the Ritva said, if Reuven steals Shimon's chametz, Shimon may potentially not be over. Why? Because it's Eino B'shus, he's not in control. So too, if Reuven owns stock in a company, so in principle the Cheerios belong to him, X percent, doesn't make a difference. You can't get even one box. That's what I always said. Now have a different level. Yes.
Why are we assuming that it's not like ownership? Why wouldn't we just assume that it's more of like a loan?
You're saying a chiddush nifla v'nor, which some achronim say. They say if I own stock, I don't own it. I just want to only in profit. I don't care about the Cheerios. I'll never see Cheerios. I don't like Cheerios. I want to get profit when the stock goes up. Adam, can I ask you a very serious question? If I don't own the chametz, who does? No one?
That's the condition of a corporation. No one owns.
No one owns. I can walk in the middle of the night. We did not Torah.
Corporation.
I just take it away.
Corporation.
What does that mean, corporation? What does that
mean? It's a
non-existent entity in hell.
It's a legal fiction.
You use the word fiction very nicely. So I can walk in and say this belongs to me. The cop gets me. What do you mean? I'm only stealing in fiction. You read a book about me in a novel I stole. I didn't really steal it. What do you mean? Put me in jail, handcuff me. Well, tank is only fiction. We'll have to go, in the prison with no fiction.
Rabbi, the stack does give you an ownership in the company.
I do have ownership. I agree.
Because if the company dissolves, then you're entitled to
100%.
You might be entitled to the chametz.
I will be. If General Foods will dissolve, I'll be entitled to the chametz. But they ain't dissolving yet. They've been around for 100 years. For the moment, I cannot get access to even one crumb, even one Cheerio. You got a box of Cheerios. I have one nothing. Yes.
Presumably, this wouldn't apply if a person had a sizable portion of stock, like maybe 25% or something.
I'm not sure about that. Maybe he's still getting out of a box of Cheerios. I don't know. Well, that's the way a typical yid owns one share. I don't know.
Yeah.
Rabosai, but now let's go back to where we came from. I have a noob shot now. Tuf Memches. That was where we came from. Please, have a look inside. Tuf Memches. Tuf Memches. Look inside, please. Please look inside very carefully. Please look in the Sharatzian Sivkot and Dalit. We read the first half, the law of the Shagazari. That's what we got sidetracked. It's not paying tests, it's really time. Fine. Vimhoya rubo shall akum. Yesh mitzadim the bottle berubo. Ayin bechemin Moshe. The gamzein obor. Ayin sof simatop memzayin. Mashiach goes south of the shop. Oh boy. Oh boy. What happened? I believe that Mr. Brewer is referring back to what he wrote in Simon Tov Mem Zayin, Sivkoton Kuf Beis. I mean, I don't have the fancy Shulchanos, so they tell you where it's going back to. You know, the new Shulchanos tell you what do you mean to refer back to. I'm guessing it means Kuf Beis. Let's read it together. Please look inside Kuf Beis. The end of Kuf Beis. We were here before last week. Avo min b'mino d'minatora b'ruba b'adol afilu em nis'arev chad b'trei b'amal av ha-pesach mutter b'achila. Mutter b'achila. That's what I think it means. I have a partnership with the guy. The case in Tov Mem Zayin, it's chametz and non-chametz mixed in. Min b'mino. Here, it's Jews chametz and guys chametz mixed in. Min b'mino. What's the difference? The same as no bal yirov, it's mixed in. Min b'mino rabosai. If one is chametz and one is not, so too, if one is a guy and if the majority is owned by a guy, the same svar should apply. It's batel b'rov. A chiddush gadol. I wouldn't have said it on my own, but that's what he quotes over in the Shaar Tzion from the Chemed Moshe. And why is it not Borur? Take a look at Shaar Tzion over here. Kuf Samach Vav. Chuk Yaakov, the grass. Yeah. But he's against the Elio Rabba. And the Rabba, for some reason, disagrees there. Okay. So it's Eino Borur. But the Rav Poskim would say that it is, presumably, okay. Why? Because it's the Rabbana. What did Eliyahu Rabba say? Eliyahu Rabba compared the Chometz Nukshe. Take a look on the next page over here, or at the end of the page. Siv Yud Beis. Chometz Nukshe, Afilu Beinei, Eino Osir Bahano Achara Pesach. Says in Mishnah Berurah Kuf Zayin, Meshalo Orba Yisrael Shel Torah, Lo Kansu Chachonim. So the Bogan Avram says it's what even Ba'achila. Rav Achronim say no, Achila is Osir. Kuf Pei Gimel Eliyahu Rabba. So here it's also b'achila. So back there it's also b'achila. That's why it's not so poshut as the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shaar Tzion Siman Tov Mem Ches Sivkaton. End of Sivkaton Dalet. Eino Borur. That's what he's referring to. If you ask me, this being the case, Rabosai. This being the case, I own Cheerios. Yeah, what do I own Cheerios? I am a very minority owner. A very, very tiny fraction minority owner. Now I go further than that. I want to say the following chiddush. The whole dispute of both sides, the Neshagas Ari and the Mekor Chaim, and the whole analysis over here in the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen Tov Mem Ches, Siv Katan Beis, is look inside the words again one more time. Yisrael, Shoshut V'Simanochri, V'Chomet Shalom Pesach. V'Cholak Atzma Manochri Achara Pesach. That's when they're fighting. There was a chaluk at the end of the day. Do you say yesh brer, you say ain brer, you say both, as the Shaga Sai said so creatively. But there was a chaluk at the end of the day. Fine. It's my focus, Rashi, those who get enough memzai. For Abosai, the Cheerios that the General Foods or Mills owns on Pesach, and I'm an owner and a tenant, there are many other stockholders. Are we going to divide this up? Is the company going to dissolve? I can't predict the future, but I'm not a prognosticator. I'm not giving any investment advice. But one thing I'll tell you, with certainty, that all the chametz that General Mills of Foods owns on Pesach will be sold to its respective customers throughout the country before the stockholders and I make a chalukah. There will not be any chalukah. Will be sold while it's jointly owned by me and a million other stockholders on or after Pesach. So what happens in that kind of case? In my humble opinion, in that kind of case, everybody agrees to Rashi. That each and every chita is owned, prorated by all the stockholders. That's my gut. I can't say for sure. That being the case, if I'm correct, then aside from my old head that I had all these years of being Eino Bishuso, because it's inaccessible to me, I have a new head. My new head there is Batel Berov, right over here, the Shaar Tzion, end of Sivkaton Dalit. And here it's even better than the other cases which the Mishnah Berurah is talking about in the Shagasarat and Makor Chaim. There was a chalukah lebesof. And there is no chalukah. There will be no chalukah. The company will be in business until after Pesach is over. That's my mahalach. Hear what I'm saying? The idea of Erev Shusha will have to come to what we get to later on. I want to end with one more piece in the Gemara. I'll be there tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. We start at 11 o'clock. I want to tomorrow discuss some of these inyanim of more about this sugya. Let's see the rush inside now, and we'll see tomorrow as it's quoted. This rush is quoted mamish la'alocha. We'll see tomorrow. I don't fancy this shulchan aruch today. That's found tomorrow. It's tough mem chesed beis. Let's first see it in the rush proper, just for 2 minutes, and then we'll stop. Please open up if you don't mind to the rush in Simon Perik beis Simon Dalid. If you don't have a rush, you can look on the shulchan aruch Simon tough mem ches. Sif Zayn. So we have to learn to start the Shia Blinetta tomorrow. Okay? Pick where you want to look. I want to look on the original source in the Rosh Simon Tov. Excuse me. Perik Beis Simon Hey. I think it's Hey. No. Dalit? You're getting it wrong. This can happen, Rabbi Osai, to you. It can happen to you. We left off. Right after the small aleph of the Tiferes Shmuel, and we saw it yesterday, right? Ekach means mimeni, right? And we had the gro. That was how we started the shiur with that bow from the gro, which confirmed that aleph of the Tiferes Shmuel. Next line. V'nachri shemevi d'Yisrael dorim b'motzoi Pesach samach v'erev u'menicha b'beisach. My good goyish and neighbor knows how much I haven't had bread in a week. Achron shel Pesach, an hour before dark, he brings me a delicious entomins box of donuts. Oh, wow. Ah, Entenmann's donuts, Rabosa. Ah, I've survived now for 8 days without them. I'm salivating. What do I do? Yomar Yisrael, Shein Rotsa, Sheyikdala Roshusa. He put it down in my house. Chatzeru Shal Adam, Kono Shlomi Daito. No, no, I say out, Yomar. No, no, 1,000 times no. I don't want my house to acquire for me this box of Entenmann's donuts. I don't want it. Must I say it? Is it enough that I think it? So far, you have to say it, right? What did it say? Yoma. How does this happen to us, gentlemen? How does it happen to us? Who knows how it happens to us? We don't have such guardian who are friendly to us. It never happens. I never had this case in my life. What child did I have?
The newspapers, they send things in there.
They put things, food in newspapers?
Food, product samples.
They do, yeah, they put samples? Okay. Or it can come in the mail. People send things in the mail. What do you do? They have to scream out, no, no, I don't want my mailbox to be calling for me. Or does it have to think it? And if they knock at your door, it's the man, UPS, what do you have? Oh, you ordered those Boy Scout cookies, the OU. Can I tell the UPS guy, please put it down? What must I say? Out of here, slam the door in its face. These are all serious shailas. Tune in tomorrow, we'll discuss these shailas. Fine.